presentation, and it became Bob Church Ross. He photoshopped Bob's face into every picture. It was pretty funny.
I actually was not there. I was driving to the Capitol for a hearing on the surcharge that never got heard.
Well, it was so funny, because at lunch, he's like, Bob's not going to be here, and I'm like, my whole presentation's going to go, and he said something. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you'll see.
Yeah, he was.
I was like, yeah, it would have been better if Bob was here.
Next year.
But it was still good.
Yeah.
Steve was a ski bum. He had his mullet hair.
Mullet, yeah.
You have to work real hard to play that role, don't you?
That was a stretch.
Yeah, what do ski bums, you know, over 50 ski bums do in the summertime? River guide, that's the closest
river
thing
guide,
I can find.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
River guide. But go check out your new, you know, greenhouse that you're growing hemp in now.
Oh, there you go.
A little bit of going up in Morgan there, isn't there, brother? There's more hemp in Morgan right now than I think there's in California. Yeah.
Really?
The farmers are going there, yeah.
We've got three big ones in Duchesne County, too.
Yeah, I have two. This is all indoors.
Yeah.
And it's air product. Hydro.
Yeah.
You can see the roots just suspended in there.
Yeah,
my dad's grown in his garage.
We have Facebook posts.
He's growing it.
Pictures of these there along the outfield.
I'm growing
it. Said, do not come and try to smoke this. You will not get high. It's hemp, not marijuana. On Facebook.
Do they have a state license? Do you need a state license?
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta have a state license.
What's the
stick and do? You only have
we turned down a bunch of them because it's commercial operations and residential zone. So
this one here, so this is in the spud cellar along the right away there. It's Jan Turner's spud cellar. And this boy's doing it. It's in your jurisdiction. Come on, look our site.
Out between the tracks?
Yeah. Like I just walked my office and just
it's a commercial zone though. Yeah, I don't know what you can do.
I had no idea. It's in that spud cellar.
That's hilarious.
Okay, let's see, who are we missing? Bob, Robert, and Janice. Okay. Okay, so our forced fun for the afternoon to get our juices flowing, our collaborative juices flowing, so that we can go into writing a mission statement, is you are on the banks. Let me get my description here. You and your teammates are on the bank of a poisonous, deadly river. The river is so contaminated that if any part of a person's skin or clothing touches the river, he or she will die instantly. Each person on your team, which is all of you, you have to cross from one bank of the deadly river to the other. Now, this says 20 minutes. We'll see how long it really takes, but we will go no more than 20 minutes. So here are the rules. And so we'll go out here. So we'll be starting on the whatever east end of the building, and there's a black piece of tape on the ground. That's the riverbank. So there will be one island in front of you, and then two islands beyond that, and then the riverbank down here against the wall. So here are the rules. No part of a person's skin, clothing, or personal articles may touch the river. The only item that can survive in the river are islands, which are already on the floor, rocks, which you will get one rock for every five people that participate, and then each one of you has a pebble. Islands in the river may not be moved. Rocks may not be moved once they're placed in the river. Only the pebble owner may place a pebble in the river, take a pebble from the river, or move a pebble once it is in the river. Does that make sense? So if it's your pebble, you're the only one that gets to move it. So you can place it down, you can pick it up, you can move it, okay?
Why, when you're suspended in the air?
Well,
as you're flying across,
you're standing on it.
I'll give you one clue. This is a wide pebble. 2 feet might be able to step on this pebble if your arms are interlinked.
You can use other people's pebbles?
Well, you can step on other people's pebbles. You just can't move them. And then here's the kicker. Is all team, and you can only move the pebble using your hand. You can't use it moving your feet. So the kicker is all team members have to step out of the river at the same time. So you don't have to enter the river at the same time. You just have to step out of the river at the same time. Okay, questions?
Yeah.
Go counseling it started.
All right, let's go. So, as I said, you only get one rock for every five, so you have to be judicious in where you're going to place the rocks.
Is it per table, Bob?
No, it's the whole council. It's so one big group.
Oh.
Yes, it's a group effort.
You didn't even bring any popcorn then.
I didn't.
Can you vote to sacrifice people?
I'm willing to lay down.
Darcy and I are both so old.
No one would keep us.
Sometimes when you look back on your life and see those pebbles, those times.
Okay. I'm just going to eat Reese's and watch you guys on poison.
Four, five, there you go. Okay, so you will first be visiting down to Dr. Moreau. Anybody, hopefully, y'all know who Dr. Moreau is.
Yeah,
I'm seeing Christian. Exactly. Okay, then Fatty Salad and Gilligan's Island, and then with Barbag.
Okay, now. We all have to leave the river at the same time.
Yes. So in other words, all 13 of you have to step across at the same time.
We all have to cross that line.
Okay. This may not be wide enough for 13, so you'll have to really figure this out. Okay. Ready?
Everyone has their own pebble.
Everyone has one pebble.
I have two.
All right.
Because Denise, I'll be honest.
All right.
So, and there, how many rocks do we have?
You have two rocks for your group. It's one through five. All right, actually, since you go on over, I'll give you a third rock.
Okay. So you put your pebble down, put on a rock, turn around, put your pebble down, step on your pebble, step on the island. That makes sense?
Yeah, that's true.
You have to stand on your pebble so everybody's ready to step off the pebble, right?
Now remember, once the rock is placed, you can't put rocks.
And we get three rocks.
So, and we're not going to be able to get all 15 on a single island.
No.
We can just go one at a time.
You can just wait on your pebble. Once you put it down, it won't come up.
But if I put it there, then the longest reach here.
Put out your pebble and then put out the rock. Yeah, if you're going to jump over the rock. What is this?
Oh, you got going on over here.
That's
break.
So we can set that out as soon as they're done playing hopscotch out there.
Hopscotch, she says.
And somebody else does the same thing, but they bring the next block and then put the next block here. That makes sense?
Yeah, but at some point they're going to have them standing next to you.
Only one person with the next rock, and then the next rock can go here, and then the third person is the first rock.
I think you
want to
keep the rocks for the end for all 13 of us.
There's only one rock. We could have one foot on a couple. And do we have to touch the island?
No.
So just jump to the island. Just go ahead. He's crazy.
Absolutely.
Whoever's got a rock, I will propose
that. So we can put another rock between Moreau and Fantasy, and the third rock between Fantasy and
Moreau.
So, because you probably have one rock between Rowan Fantasy, and the other one Greek Fantasy.
Four more bags of ice?
Four bags in the cooler.
So all 13 of us will essentially.
Okay, but not all.
Back here.
So I probably should get four more for you.
At least, yeah.
So somebody with the rock needs to.
Here, I'll hold your rock for you. You can make this step, you need to shovel. There you go. Yeah, hold your rock.
I would put your pebble down first.
I just have it on the rock.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Is that what you're on? Team.
Do you want to put the rock by that next time?
Towards one of the other.
No, it doesn't really matter when you can sit your pebble together. Put it in the middle. Put it in the middle, then you need your pebble to get the next one. You don't do our finger.
Okay, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think?
One of your pebbles.
We will need lunch for tomorrow.
No.
No? So I just have planned for breakfast.
Yeah.
Just don't finish leaving.
And there's brownies back here when they come back in when we're done.
Oh, okay.